Australian Molly Picklum has secured the title of World Surf Champion at yesterday's World Surf League finals in Fiji. The 22-year-old from the New South Wales Central Coast claimed victory in the first heat, defeating the 2023 former world champion, American Caroline Mark, and she's the first Australian to secure the title since Stephanie Gilmore's victory in 2023. Ruby Ward asked Glenn Hall, professional surfer and surfing instructor who previously trained Picklum, what were his feelings upon hearing of her victory.
It was a special day yesterday watching her achieve her first world title, and crazy to even think that there can be more, but at such a young age to already be world champion was a pretty proud moment.
Yeah, and you yourself, you're a professional surfer on the WSL World Championship Tour, spending 10 years travelling the world. What kind of lessons have you learnt along the way?
I was fortunate enough to travel on the tour myself competing, and then continued after my own career to be on tour coaching for 10 years until this year. I actually took the year off to spend some more time with the family and not be travelling as much. So, yeah, I learned a lot of lessons. And, travelling the world, you obviously organically learn a lot about the world, and I'd be grateful for the opportunities we have and Molly to be on that journey together. And, you know, we first years on tour and then to the Olympics and travelling to the highs and lows of winning and losing. And, yeah, all those moments create so many lessons.
How's this experience helped you to become a better teacher? Because it's quite close quarters, it's quite grueling, I can imagine, emotionally.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely trying to manage and learn how to deal with those highs and lows. And I think as surfers, we're naturally resilient through constantly chasing the unknown. You know, we can travel from one side of the world to the other for a surf event and have no idea what the waves will be like. Obviously, with hope that the waves are good and the results are good, but you can get there and the waves are terrible and you lose first heat, and you go the next day, you want to try and chase some waves to kind of let off some steam and catch some waves, and there's no waves to ride. So this weird feeling in surfing that you're always open to the unknown and okay with that, and traveling, you miss flights change. It's just, as a surfer, you organically have this ability to deal with change.
Is there like a certain type of personality that's you found more drawn to surfing? You say you kind of have to be more resilient.
Yeah, I think curiosity is probably one of the characters in a lot of surfers. You're curious to find out what is out there when you paddle out. You're open to however it may play out, but you're okay with that. And your curiosity of seeing what you can do with a moving piece of water, and go to bed hoping that tomorrow is something, but being curious enough to get up in the dark and run down the track while the sun rises and see what's there. Yeah, curiosity and that's what surfers are ingrained with, you know, chasing an adventure.
So she started her surf journey on the Central Coast, where you are teaching as well. And the local club she was a member of cheered her on at home. How important is the concept of community in the surfing world?
Community for everyone is the main thing that builds character and builds support. And in surfing, it is something special that when, say, Molly paddles out at a local beach, there's everyone from an 8-year-old kid trying to catch their first waves to a 7-year-old surfer that surfed their whole life. And the fact that you share those spaces with such a variety of people and different skill sets and all different journeys in their life, I think that surfing has a pretty cool piece of connection and community in that space. You'll be hard to find a surfer that isn't grounded by their community.
What can someone who's never surfed before expect from a surf lesson?
A surf lesson, depending on your own goals, it could be an older person who wants to ride their kind of ticket off the bucket list and ride a wave, and that can be solely just the experience of getting in the ocean, and that could be pretty new to a lot of people. For young kids who want to, you know, pursue this as a new sport and just they're interested in learning about the ocean. But I think the one thing that everyone has to kind of sit back and appreciate is the ocean is its own thing, and we've all got to learn to read that and respect that.
Professional surfer and surfing instructor Glenn Hall speaking there with Ruby Ward.